Did you catch any of Senator Ted Cruz's marathon overnight speech? Some surreal moments in there for sure. Still, the tussle over Obamacare offers a very serious possibility. A federal government shutdown. Scary, right? Meh. Belgium lived without a federal government for more than a year. The world's Clark Boyd was in Brussels for the duration.
No government, great country. I remember that hand-painted sign waving above a crowd of Belgians marching through the streets of Brussels on a freezing winter afternoon a couple of years ago. That was around day 229 without a government. Politicians from the Dutch-speaking north and French-speaking south were still wrangling, trying to form a government. But the political negotiations were half-hearted, to be honest, and the protests were too. After a few minutes of chanting, most of the protesters headed off to the truck selling frites, the famous Belgian fries, or off to the bar for a beer. Fast forward a bit, and I was in the city of Ghent for another protest. Well, celebration, really. Belgium had just broken the world record for time taken to form a new democratic government after an election. Yay. A group of gin-fortified students tried to show that all Belgians underneath were the same. And they did this by stripping down to their underwear and then drinking more gin. It was February, after all. And still, the Belgian political wrangling continued. People in the U.S. would ask me, how the heck does it all keep functioning without a government? Well, you have to understand, I'd say, the Belgian federal government is relatively weak. The regions, Dutch-speaking Flanders, French-speaking Wallonia, both have their own parliaments. So local stuff, trash pickup, mail delivery, even pension payments, all that continued without a hitch for the most part. A local columnist told me at the time, why not just call Belgium the world's most successful failed state? No government, great country. Belgium did eventually form a government after 589 days, and it's still, relatively speaking, working. I only say all of this to try to allay fears you might have about a potential U.S. government shutdown. You could just take the Belgian tack. Embrace the surreality of it all. Revel in the fact that thanks to Ted Cruz, Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham has become part of the congressional record. Go on. Don't be stubborn.
Could you, would you, with a goat? I would not, could not, with a goat.
That's the Belgian spirit. Grab some fries and a beer. Grow a mustache. Wear a bowler. Take your legally mandated two-hour lunch break. Stop worrying.
You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may.
Unless, of course, you're an American trying to get a passport, or see the pandas at the Washington Zoo, or are counting...
The world's Clark Boyd with his own little filibuster there. Thank you for that.